They literally say, hey, I'm going to hit the sack. I'm looking forward to a good sleep. Allah says, if you can cut that sleep for my sake halfway, and you force yourself up and you start crying on the sajjada, what are you doing? That's a sign of your closeness to Allah. It cannot happen by someone who's not close to Allah. And sometimes Allah creates a need in your life so that He forces you to get to that level where you start navigating through different acts of worship, and it makes you end up getting up at night. You taste the sweetness of it and you don't give it up. So let's try and get up at least once a week, inshallah. Is it difficult? Once a week. We get up at night, everyone's sleeping, cry on the musalla for a while, some units of prayer, tahajjud, and go back once a week. See how the sweetness of it will come. If not once a week, even start off once a month. Once a month. It's not too much to ask. There's nothing hard and fast to say how many days. This is just a suggestion from me. But this is when we will earn Jannatul Firdaus. And these are some of the people who can enter Jannah without reckoning. And not that they were forgiven after reckoning, but before the reckoning commenced, they were already picked out. Where are those? They stand up. They were little. So the last part of the hadith says, those who used to forsake their beddings, they will stand up as well. And they will also be few in number. And they will be told, enter Jannah before we start reckoning with everyone else. Once they go into Jannah, the reckoning will be with the rest of the people there. Allahu Akbar Kabira.